American International College has received a $2.3 million grant from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. It will fund scholarships over 4 years to at least 40 nursing students. AIC Director of Nursing, Karen Russo, said 58% of the students enrolled in the bachelor degree program are low income.
It certainly will support those that are trying very hard to accomplish their dreams of becoming a nurse.
A national survey this year by the National League for Nursing found that of the students admitted to a bachelor degree program, just 12% were African American and just 6% Hispanic.
We are proud to say we have about 30 to 40 students that are ethnically diverse each year in our classroom. So we beat the statistics in that respect. So this is nice recognition.
Teresa Renault, who is a senior in the undergraduate nursing program at AIC, said having a scholarship that will cover 25% of her $4,000 tuition means she'll be able to graduate.
It freed up my whole wellness and intellectually. I mean, I could spend more time in my studies. It was just an overall great opportunity that I was given.
Employment opportunities for nurses have ebbed and flowed, but Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal, who announced the grant award to AIC on Wednesday, predicted demand for nurses will increase. Neal cited the Affordable Health Care Act, which will add 32 million people to the health insurance rolls, coupled with the health care needs of 1 million returning military veterans.
Anytime you increase the pool applicant with 32 million new prospective customers in preventive care emphasis, you're going to see new and expanded job opportunities.
William Ward, the head of the Regional Employment Board of Hampden County, says a recent labor market study projects a shortage of nurses in the Pioneer Valley in 2016.
Operating nursing programs are more expensive than other programs. And so when you're under great costs or funding cuts, you know, the ability to expand some of these programs is more difficult.
The $2.3 million federal grant is the largest in AIC's history, according to college president Vince Maniacci.
This is the kind of grant that is doing exactly what we want to do for the future. It's putting kids who are able, have the foundation to go forward, but don't have the financial wherewithal sometimes to get through school, and it's allowing us to meet the needs of the workforce.
The University of Massachusetts Amherst was awarded a $900,000 federal grant recently to promote diversity in the nursing workforce. That money goes for scholarships, academic support programs, and mentoring. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tutt, Hill WAMC News.